Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody is having a great last weekend in March. Yes, come Monday, April Fool's Day, we start the fourth month of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what, it's been an interesting start, to say the least. Weather that we will talk about in a bit.
Yeah.
Fishing is starting to turn on. And to that end, Bill's going to get to wear some of the many hats that are on my hat rack today.
Okay.
Yes, we're going to do a little real estate talk.
Oh, all right.
We're going to certainly do some coastal fishing and mm-hmm. coastal development opportunities with David Johnson. He's the head honcho with Boat Stop. Came to Texas from Idaho.
Mm.
Did development up in Idaho. And what he's doing in the coastal bend, particularly out of Corpus Christi,
yes.
right before you go over the JFK Causeway, is really, really exciting if you're a boat owner, if you're an RVer, if you need a place to store, if you need a place to launch.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to be talking about the development that's taking place there in Flower Bluff. Plus, we got some news from around the Lone Star State as well as the nation. So you all do stick around. And remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
If your child has a common orthopedic condition, that doesn't mean you can only get common treatments. You can choose Shriners Children's. Our world-class care is not limited to insurance networks or to what's been done before. The same doctors who innovate treatments for the most complicated orthopedic issues will help your child grow and develop properly. See what we do at ShrinersChildrens.org. Shriners Children's, the most amazing care anywhere.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans. And top of the program, and if you haven't looked at the calendar, yes, this is the last weekend, the last couple of days of the month of March.
Right.
Monday?
That means the first quarter's over.
Yes, it is. Very, very astute observation there, Harold. Way to go.
Goes fast, doesn't it?
Bob, mark that down for Harold. Okay.
There you go. All right.
Yeah. Plus, this means that we're going to take a peek at the 2024 Old Farmer's Almanac.
Okay.
Audio Bob's favorite. For the month of April, average temperature statewide going to be 68 degrees. Now, folks down in the valley, don't get excited. Mm-hmm. I mean, you're part of the average, but you're, you know, you're on the warmer side.
Right.
Up north in the northern part of Texas, 1 degree below average temperature. In the south, 3 degrees above, 1 degree below average in the north, he meant to say. 3 degrees above in the south. Precipitation, this is exciting. 5.5 inches, which is 2.5 inches above average. Mm. Okay?
Good, good.
And just looking ahead, we've got above average rainfall, not as much as we're supposed to have in April, but in May, June, July, August, and September. It is not until we hit October that don't know if the spigot's going to be turned off, or if it's just going to be a dry month.
Yeah.
But at least it looks like there's a good chance of us making it through the hotter months of the year.
Well, that sets us up good for the fall forage.
Yeah, also helps with that antler growth, you know.
Yeah, right.
What do you got in the way of national news for us?
Oh, I've got a few things here. I've got one. This actually involves people that have like bill money. Recent
bill
interview. Nepal's environment minister floated the idea of selling tiger hunts to raise money for conservation.
Okay.
The country's tiger population has tripled over the past dozen years. With a limited habitat for the big cats, tigers, and humans are increasingly coming into conflict. He said that 5 tiger hunts at a certain price would cover the environment ministry's entire yearly budget. So they're going to sell, they want to sell tags for $25 million a tag.
$25 million?
Somebody will pay it.
Wow.
Predictably, his comments sparked outrage from those who claim such an idea would jeopardize Nepal's tiger conservation efforts. The tiger population grew from 121 in 2010 to 355 in 23, but the country's human population has expanded alongside it, leading to more cases of tigers attacking and killing humans. In the Chitwan region, a recent study suggests that the carrying capacity for tigers has already been reached due to limited prey in that area.
Except for slow-moving humans,
right? Yeah. Well, those tennis shoes, you're going to outrun that tiger? No, I'm just going to outrun you.
Oh, wow. That is absolutely crazy.
Uh-huh.
Pulling up some information on the Share Lunker program. And when we last gathered last weekend, we were at 10 for OHIV.
Right.
Okay. And since then, OHIV hadn't quit. Legacy Class Share Lunker 668 from OHIV was caught weighing in at 13.14 pounds. I made the comment a few weeks ago that there's a whole bunch of just over 13-pounders that have been submitted this year. This one was caught by angler Keith Hall of Granbury, Texas. And since there were already 10 share lunkers donated by anglers, they decided to just do things locally and release the fish back into the lake.
Oh, okay.
Just absolutely amazing. And the interesting thing is we're going to be warming through the weekend,
right,
and on into the first of the week. But the cutoff will be Sunday, and we'll see if any more. Boy, my prediction of there had been back to back to back 7 fish,
right?
And I said I'm going to put my money on 8.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you another bet I would have lost.
Right, I was going to say that. Now the numbers you're talking about, number 6, blah 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 blah. That's in the totality the total of the program.
Of the program. Uh-huh. Right. Okay. And that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
that is really cool. What else you got in the way of national news?
Well, our friends in the government. Okay. But not like it, helping wildlife quietly. Hey, okay.
Don't they do everything quietly?
The Congressional Sportsman's Foundation reports that a newly introduced bipartisan bill could add $200 million in Pittman-Robertson funding annually to state wildlife agencies. The Tax Stamp Revenue Transfer for Wildlife and Recreation Act focuses on the $200 Farm Four tax stamp required by all applicants when purchasing a firearm suppressor, or a silencer, or a can, if you prefer. Currently, the tax stamp revenue, estimated at more than $200 million a year, is deposited into the general U.S. Treasury.
Why?
That's just what they've always done. This legislation would allow 85% of the Farm Four tax stamp money to go to the Pittman-Robertson Fund to improve hunting access and enhance wildlife habitat. The remaining 15% of the money would be allocated to the BATF for the purpose of expediting the processing of firearm suppressor purchases, currently a lengthy process.
All right. I have to raise a question, and I don't know the answer.
Right.
Pittman-Robertson, ammunition, firearm sale, that is all goes into Pittman-Robertson.
Correct.
Why does the why has the ATF earmarked the registration of suppressors and not until this piece of legislation?
Well, the Treasury's done that, so this is a $200 transfer form for a what we call a Class 3 weapon, machine gun, machine pistol, whatever, and silencers. That's all under the National Firearms Act. That goes into the Treasury because you pay your tax stamp to the Treasury. That's where it goes. Now, this bill they're trying to pass will take that money away from the Treasury and put it into Pittman-Robertson.
Okay, I can see automatic weapons, you know, being looked at differently. Mm-hmm. But something that's used in a recreational purpose, why is that not amended in some way?
Well, that's what they're trying to do here, because right now the silencers are
No, but this is a one-time thing. This is, or is it going to be ongoing?
Ongoing.
Ah. Imagine.
Ongoing.
Okay.
That would be a good thing.
Sure. Yeah. No. I got that. We did weather. We've done some national news. You got anything else of interest that the government's trying to do?
No, I did find it interesting that President Biden had said he'd taken the train many times over that bridge in Baltimore, which had no train tracks.
What a what a tragedy, number one, to lose power on that ship twice.
Boy, yeah.
And
Port of Houston people are going up to help out. Nice. Well, they need it. Yeah.
We need not forget the tragedy that occurred down on the causeway from the mainland of Port Isabel to South Padre Island when a barge hit and several cars went over and there was loss of life. You just never know.
Well, it brings back what you've always said as we talk about boating safety. You got no brakes.
No brakes, none whatsoever. And something that big. I saw something where they said the length of that ship.
1,000 feet.
Was 30% taller than the Empire State Building?
Oh, it's 1,000 feet. I don't know how tall the. Bob, how tall is the Empire State Building?
I have no idea.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Well, anyway, just casual observation. All right, we're going to take a break.
Ask Siri.
We
Ask,
can do that.
Siri knows. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. We'll be back with Outdoor Report, Best Bets. Find out if Harold's been on or off the road. Stick around.
America's best-selling truck for 47 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks. Trucks you need. Trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Haha. But you're not going to see them celebrate those 47 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday. That's how they build them today. And most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 47 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
Friends, now you can listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora. The country's favorite outdoor show, directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more, on demand and on the go. Download the Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Pandora apps, or go to Google and search Texas Outdoor News, or just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the tabs. Then listen anytime, anywhere.
Welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. Harold Gunn along with Bill Olson. And this portion of our program is brought to you by The Blind. That is B-L-Y-N-D. For decades, the original blind has been known for its long-lasting durability that will not fail in the field while providing comfortable concealment at an affordable price. The Blind has been a bestseller for over 43 years with more than 75,000 sold since 1980. Plus, The Blind's iconic design and construction are so good, the original models bought over 35 years ago are still being used today. I've got five up in my place that I've had for over 20 years, and they're still doing their job. The Blind now introduces its next generation, the VersaBlind. Just as his name implies, the VersaBlind satisfies the needs for any hunting discipline, rifle, bow, pistol, black powder, and more. Its newly designed spacious configuration provides more room while on the same footprint. Its windows allow greater visibility, versatility, and increased shot options to harvest game. Plus, hunters now have the room to truly set up for a steady shot. See the original Blind, VersaBlind, towers, tie downs, and other accessories at blind.com. That is BLYND.com. Remember, since 1980, it's the Blind, and dealer inquiries are welcomed.
And you can check out the Blind and the VersaBlind as well as other products they have at Barron's Farm and Feed in Fredericksburg, all four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area, and Moore's Farm and Ranch Supply in Brady, Texas.
There you go.
All right.
All right. Checking the Texas Outdoors Journal. Fishing and hunting times this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, are rated as fair. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, a trio of days as we start the next of the month. Doing really good. Thursday's another fair day. Friday, another good one. Next Saturday, rated as good, while next Sunday is another good one. This weekend, look for game to be most active from late afternoon until well into the evening hours. On Monday and Tuesday, a major time shift occurs, with game beginning to feed from well before sunrise, continuing to feed until late morning. Times will continue to adjust, so by Wednesday and Thursday, look for game to become active from either side of sunrise, remain active until either side of the noon hour. Friday and next Saturday and Sunday, we'll see game actively feeding from mid-morning until mid-afternoon. On Monday, April the 1st, the moon will enter its last quarter phase. And that's no joke. Who wrote that?
I don't know.
And that's no joke. Okay, on the coast, this weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, as well as Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, we'll have a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide each day. Thursday, a three tide day with two low tides, just one high. Friday and next Saturday and Sunday, there will be a double tide schedule of two high, two lows each day.
All right, on the coast, weather has been a yo-yo as spring, you know, arrived. And it looks like it's going to continue to be through the month of April. So, first off, before you go fishing, be sure and check your weather forecast so you can develop a plan along with two or three backups because it could change during the day. Reports coming from Lake Calcasieu. Phenomenal red fishing action on the south end of Calcasieu. With that, some trout are mixed in, as well as, depending upon the location, some really good flounder activity. That spring migration is often overlooked. Coming up, West Cove is starting to turn on, and that's going to be a hotbed of activity for chasing birds, working some of the shallow reefs and shorelines in the coming weeks. Sabine Lake, hot estuary in the Lone Star State, was last year. Looks like it's continuing. Lots of sheep's head and drum in the Sabine Channel. The North Levee continues to give up speckled trout. Don't forget, the new regulation for speckled trout went into effect earlier this week.
Okay.
Trinity Bay, Galveston Bay, West Galveston Bay, bird activity. Good exchange taking place throughout that complex. And West Galveston Bay, those were my home waters growing up. Just absolutely love that. That area from Karankawa Reef to San Luis Pass is a harder shell bottom as opposed to the mud from Karankawa back to the causeway.
Mm-hmm.
Good fishing taking place. And we continue to say warm water heats up more quickly. Shallow water heats up more quickly than deep water. Warm water heats up more.
Makes sense.
Yeah. look at Christmas and Bastrop, then up into Chocolate Bayou and Bay. Talk to Captain Tommy Koontz on Thursday morning, and he goes, "Hey, you're bothering me. I'm fishing." I go, "Really? Good for you."
Yeah.
He was in West Matagorda Bay, had the trolling motor deployed, and working the shorelines and some of the guts, trying to find some shallower reefs. He goes, "We've got some great water. Once you get down to the Cullen House, a lot of fresh water in the upper portion of West Matagorda Bay, and throwing topwaters." And he goes, Yeah, and he said, we're getting close to that 70-degree mark. Uh-huh. And he said, things are going to bust wide open. Okay. So we'll find out. I hadn't been able to catch up with him since then. So we'll give you a report next week as to what did happen. San Antonio Bay, work the outside beaches in behind Matagorda Island. Don't forget Cedar Bayou and some of the smaller areas. A lot of people are not. We talk about San Luis Pass, but Cedar Bayou, according to A&M Corpus Christi, the Hart Research, number one gillnet survey for redfish was Cedar Bayou. Okay. After it was reopened, then, of course, Harvey closed it, and then back with the redredging of it. But Mesquite and Ayers Bay on up to St. Charles, that area was a hotbed and often talked about 20, 25 years ago. Mm-hmm. And then everybody clammed up, but it's still really good. In behind St. Joe Island, work in and out of the Back Lake areas. Ditto that for North Padre Island. Grass beds along Laguna Shore. We're going to be talking more about that with our guest, David Johnson, from Boat Stop later in the program. Great fishing opportunities there around those crash channels. All the way down to Pita Island, Emmerd's Hole, King Ranch Shoreline, Baffin Bay. And if you got some wind and make the run down to the land cut, that is an exciting area just to literally work your way as far as you have fuel and battery to go. Port Mansfield, some good fishing taking place around the East Cut and the south end of the land cut. Then on further south, the Arroyo. Some good fishing. Look for fish to be working that area because they may have been in there from wintertime. Mm-hmm. And as things warm up, look out toward the mouth of the Arroyo. Finally, snook are making a move out of the Brownsville Ship Channel because things have warmed up. The Old Causeway and the jetties, all hot. Don't forget, no, federal season for red snapper is not open yet, not till June 1st. Mm. But there are some excellent fishing for red snapper out to 9 nautical miles in state waters. What's going on in our lakes?
Well, let's head up to East Texas. Fork. Bass fishing has been slow due to the fluctuating weather patterns, but the best bite has been on frogs behind the grass and Texas rigs in front of the grass. Yum dingers are good around flooded grass and 1 to 3 feet dead sticking rigged wacky worms. Lake of the Pines, crappie are good with 2 to 6 feet of water, biting on minnows or jigs. Sand bass are fair in the creeks. Catfish are good, 2 to 10 feet, with your bait of choice. Most bass are in 10 feet or less. Bass are good shallow on weightless skinny dippers, chatterbaits, lipless crankbaits. Females are starting to move shallow to beds at the backs of the coves. Livingston, crappie, and largemouth bass are in the shallows, spawning in 1 to 4 feet of water along grassy shorelines. Target crappie with crappie jigs. For the bass, throw chatterbaits or creature baits on the beds or topwater frogs cast in the grass. Palestine, crappie fishing is good on jigs and minnows in 1 to 15 feet of water. About half of the fish have already spawned. Bass fishing is good in 2 to 8 feet of water on plastics around structure and baits that displace water on grass lines and edges of structure. Texoma, striped bass are good using live shad and cut bait anchored in 45 to 65 feet of water, thumping the boat, running a splasher to get the fish under the boat. Recent rains will have a lot of big female fish up the river, but look for them on flats and structure. Go with swim baits in 12 to 25 feet of water. Crappie are good on jigs using electronics to fish brush in the little mineral arm, 15 to 22 feet of water. Also seeing fish in the creeks in 2 to 4 feet of water on brush.
All right, out Del Rio way down South Texas, Amistad Reservoir. Black bass are good on main and secondary points in 10 to 20 feet of water. Deep water access close by. Use drop shots, rattle traps, crankbaits, small swim baits. Have been having the best results. Choke Canyon Reservoir, black bass are good from the bank out to 10 feet using soft plastics or spinner baits. We're basically talking, folks, there the main lake because the river bite has pretty much was over earlier in the year. Catfish are good in shallow water with stink bait or cut bait. Crappie are good in shallow water with live minnows or black and chartreuse crappie jigs. Falcon. Fishing patterns are holding steady and lots of newly submerged structure for fish to relate. Bass are spawning in waves with some fish being caught in 3 to 5 feet of water. flipping bushes along vertical hardwoods with a hard bottom in the back of creeks in 1 to 5 feet of water. Look for the next warm-up to really have that lake busting wide open. Brownwood, black bass are excellent with catches up to 8.30 pounds on jerkbaits, charterbaits, topwaters, and crankbaits in 3 to 8 feet of water. Crappie, excellent, suspended in 10 to 12 feet of water on brush piles. Fort Phantom Hill, yes, you've joined the list because you gave up a share of Lunker.
Okay.
All right. Bass are good hitting 7-inch curly tail or straight worm, spinnerbaits and crankbaits in less than 10 feet of water. Crappie are in a pre-spawn mode. Ivy, bass are good with catches 2 to 13 pounds. Most bass are in 15 feet or less, with some spawning in 2 to 8 feet on the ledges or stick-up flats. Crappie are good in rivers and shallow water. And finally, in this region, Meredith, white bass are good on minnows, slabs, and any vertical presentation. Trout are good on power baits and worms and minnows. Walleye are good to excellent in minnows, grubs, and other artificials.
Okay, heading to the hill country, Lake Austin, bass have been consistently shallow for the last couple of weeks. Fish can be caught on shaky head sinkos, drop shot, small, soft swim baits. Cloudy days with a little bit of wind have been best for catching bigger fish shallow. Still seeing some fish on beds, and as the weather continues to warm, another group of fish will be pushing up to spawn. Buckhannon. Fishing remains excellent for stripers. Stripers are biting live bait and jigging spoons in 14 to 45 feet of water. Also been some limited topwater action early in the morning in shallow water. Canyon, fishing has been good around shallow grass with a white spinnerbait. Some catches in offshore grass, slow rolling a swim bait is what's working on an underspin jig.
An underspin jig.
That's what it says here.
And that's what you read.
That's right.
Our hunting update is brought to you by Dallas Safari Club.
Be careful what you type.
Dallas Safari Club's mission is to ensure the conservation of wildlife through public engagement, education, and advocacy for well-regulated hunting and sustainable use. The vision of Dallas Safari Club is a society that values wildlife, engages in its conservation, and understands and supports the role of a well-regulated hunting in the sustainable use of wild resources. Dallas Safari Club is a member of the International Union for Conservation of Nature and is a mission-focused conservation organization funded by hunters from around the world. In recent years, millions of dollars have been channeled to qualified projects, organizations, and programs in support of that mission. Whether at Dallas Safari Club's huge annual four-day convention held each January or events held by one of its local chapters, these are places hunters gather and create a sense of family. Help Dallas Safari Club continue to make a difference by becoming a member, getting involved, and becoming a part of their growth. For more information, visit biggame.org. That's biggame.org. Turkey season is going on, and coming up, we've got this weekend, the North Zone kicks in.
Uh-huh.
South Zone has been open since, I think, the 16th of March. And the North Zone will run through May 12th. Lots of good reports, lots of activity, some really good mature gobblers. A lot of people running around going, oh, he didn't have a good hatch last year. Well, those would be Jake's, or excuse me, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
The three-year-old birds are out there, and one of the techniques that Wayne Carlton has, told us for years is the breeding takes place after they come off the roost in the morning.
Okay.
By mid-morning, say 10 o'clock, all the hens are on nest. They're, and those gobblers are lonesome.
Yeah, where'd they go?
They growl. It starts sounding like Harold whining.
Hey, it works.
Okay. So anyway, call in that 10 to 2 time frame, and many times you can fool a longbeard to come in and come in close. Great, great opportunities. And I know it's projecting all the way to the end of the month, but Harold's already polishing up and cleaning his 22.
Yeah.
Because starting May 1 through the 31st in the Piney Woods,
yeah.
Annual squirrel season.
Chicken fry.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely. All right. What have you been driving this week?
Well, you'd be happy to know it has skid plates.
It does.
Hey! And it runs on gas.
Okay.
Okay, the 2023
Ford or a Jeep, you know?
Jeep. 2023 okay. Jeep Compass Altitude 4x4.
It's called an altitude?
Altitude.
Yeah. Really?
Okay. Altitude.
What size is it?
And it has an attitude. Now, I'm glad you asked that because I'm reading a one. They're calling it kind of like a mid-compact. So it's between a mid-size.
We finally got the Wagoneer, a full-size Jeep back.
Yeah. Between a mid-size and a compact is what they're calling on this thing. So it's got decent room. Got a nice little turbo four-banger on it. Pumps out 200 horsepower, 2,000 pounds of towing on it. Made it to a 8-speed automatic transmission. Of course, it's got all your, you know, on-road, off-road, select modes, et cetera, because it's a 4x4. But extra goodies like pedestrian and cyclist emergency braking, drowsy driver detection. I'm not really crazy about a car that talks to me, but, you know, get your eyes back on the road. Okay. Park view rear backup cameras are handy. The select terrain system, performance anti-lock four-wheel disc brakes, hands-free phone and audio, which is nice. Rear seat 60-40 fold, so you can put some good amount of stuff in there. 18-inch gloss back, gloss black wheels.
Two-door, four-door?
Four.
Okay.
Driver assistance group. It's got a lot of goodies on this thing.
Smaller than a Cherokee.
Yes.
Okay.
Stop it. Park Sense. Parallel perpendicular parking assist. Wireless charging. Okay. Got the convenient group, universal garage door opener, heated front seats, heated steering wheel, remote start system, windshield wiper de-icer, foot-activated open-and-go lift gate, and more, okay? 25 miles per gallon in the city, 32 on the highway. And here's the beauty of this. This really surprised me. $41,000. Because Jeeps ain't cheap. Right, Bob?
Get two.
One for each foot, if
that's
it's that
right.
small.
Yeah, it's a neat little vehicle. I mean, it fits, you know, in an interesting between mid and compact range, just to fool us. Okay, 23 Jeep Compass Altitude 4x4.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're heading to the Mid-Coast, Corpus Christi way. David Johnson, Boat Stop Storage, Marina, and Sunset Ridge RV Resort is on his way.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word, and I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary. To be breakthrough is to be brave. Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough, the kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer, the ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloonier tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. We're back with Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified cottonseed with vitamins and minerals yellow blend is specially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. All right, we're about to start April. Bucks have just about recovered the 25% body weight loss during the rut. Mama deer carrying the babies, they're going to be putting them on the ground into May, June time frame. They need that milk production to get those youngsters' legs underneath them to run away from predators.
Right.
We mentioned advantage of limited intake. The interesting thing about wildlife is they eat what their body tells them they need, not the excessiveness.
Right.
Not something that doesn't meet the demands, and they eat trying to achieve what they need.
Right.
All right.
Does that mean you save money with this stuff?
About 2.5 to 1 okay. over a normal protein regimen.
Yeah.
The vitamin package, the cottonseed makeup is just absolutely phenomenal. Go pick up a few bags at a Tractor Supply. Go to their website, fortifiedcottonseed.com. Find an independent dealer near you.
Right.
Got a big order? Give them a call, 806-839-2122. That's 806-839-2122. They do deliver.
Yes, indeed.
Told you at the top of the program that I'm really excited because I get to wear a bunch of hats that are in my hat rack. That includes going back to my real estate days with a gentleman that met a number of years ago, came from Idaho, came to Texas, and is having a major impact there in the Coastal Bend, Flower Bluff, right on the mainland side as you go across the JFK Causeway. He acquired Boat Stop and is expanding, and we're going to talk about that expansion and what's available because it is exciting.
Well, let us.
Our guest, David Johnson, Boat Stop Storage, Boat Stop Marina, and Sunset Ridge RV Resort. David, welcome to Texas Outdoor News. How are you doing this morning?
Great. Thank you for asking. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Sorry.
No. Go ahead and finish your thought.
Oh, it's nice that you did such a nice description of what we're doing down there. Hope it's accurate.
Well, it's so accurate that we don't have any more time now, so it's all okay.
Now, when we got together and you gave me the tour, I mean, I was familiar with the original developer of the first phase, what I call now the first phase of Boat Stop. Then you came in, and then the next thing I know, you're talking marina, there's an expansion. I keep, equipment as well as a boat at Boat Stop.
Mm-hmm.
So convenient. Was this a vision that evolved, or did you have an overall master plan when you got here?
I'd like to say I had a master plan, but I'm not that bright, Bill. We bought the Boat Stop from Harold Meyer, who's a great guy, and we decided, he had been there for years at 100% occupancy, so we decided that we'd add some more boat barns, and in doing that, we had to get a gas line released, an easement released, and ended up buying the assets of the gas company, which included 75 acres in Flower Bluff and the old Exxon gas plant. And once we acquired that, we thought, well, now we've got our land for expansion. And Exxon still owned about 130 acres that surrounded the gas plant. And we went to them, and it took us about 4 years to cut a deal with them. But we finally got their land bought. So we ended up with, around 200 acres between Walden Road and the water on the Intercoastal.
Yeah, it is phenomenal. I mean, anybody that goes there at Walden Road, right by the big HEB, before you go across the causeway, there have been the original barns, storage units, with Boat Stop on it.
Mm-hmm.
He's expanded. Down Graham Road, isn't it?
It is down Graham Road. We started out with 174 units, and we're up to just under 800 units now.
Wow. Hey, Dave, this is Harold. Now, was the marina already there, or did you add the marina?
The marina was the old Exxon base of operations there on the Intercoastal. It was a wreck. It had been, they hadn't used it for probably 30 years, and that came in our acquisition. So we tore it out and built a new marina. It's beautiful. It's a, it's got a 45-foot wide boat launch and right now 11 docks, and it's all concrete. It's secure, gated access, and then across the street we have parking for, gosh, as many vehicles as we need. It's a great facility.
It is great, and there's more to the story because that is such an exciting location. But, David, we're up against a mid-show break, so we need to take a pause. Hold on, folks. You stick around as well, as we'll continue to unveil the Boat Stop Complex there in Flower Bluff right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Wondering what to do this summer? Go fish! Early bird registration is open for the 2024 CCA Texas Star Fishing Tournament, sponsored by Texas Ford Dealers, Academy Sports and Outdoors, and Progressive Insurance. Fish from Memorial Weekend to Labor Day for a chance to win. There's over $1.9 million in prizes and scholarships. Sign up by May 3rd and get exclusive early bird benefits. Don't let another early bird catch your worm. Sign up now at startournament.org.
We continue our conversation with Dave Johnson from Boat Stop Marina, Boat Stop Storage, and Sunset Ridge RV Resort. David, the reason why I wanted to expand on the marina location is it's the closest to the to SPID, South Padre Island Drive,
okay,
going across. There have been other launch sites on North Padre and Mustang Island. But what's neat about your location is with the crash channels that service the Naval Air Station, is you've got all this access and these flats when the channels were dredged.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful grass beds. I mean, and speckled trout get in there, bury up, so do redfish, I mean, other species. And the connection is unbelievable. If folks, if you're not familiar, and I know there's a bunch of youngsters going, oh, I'll look it up on my GPS. Well, why don't you go get a map so you can get a feel for what you're looking at? And that is Hook and Lines, map number F-116. When we met, you were showing me something that I don't see at other facilities, marinas on the Texas coast. And that was a macerator for your fish that you have cleaned. How are people embracing that? That's a cool piece of equipment you've got.
You know, I hope that they'll embrace it. We're just installing it now.
Okay.
It's there's only one other one in the state. It's a commercial grade fish cleaning station, and you know, I'm told it's awesome. I know it cost me a grundle, so I hope it's good. Hope it works out the way it's going. The marina also has an ice machine right next to the fish cleaning station there that'll generate about a half a ton of ice a day, and all of that is the access to the ice, and the fish cleaning station is all free to guests of the Boat Stop or if they have a membership in the marina. I think it's a beautiful facility. It's exciting to go out there and see it.
Yeah, David, real quick, let me ask, how does this thing work? I mean, I just fling my fish in it, does it for me, or what does this thing do?
It doesn't quite do it for you, but it provides, I think some of the best fishing in Texas is going to be at the end of our docks because it takes all the heads and guts and macerates them and shoots them out to the end of the dock and deposits them in the intercoastal.
Oh, my. Okay.
I bet it's going to encourage some crabs in the area, too, you know?
Yeah.
All right. Let me lay this on you.
Okay.
All right. Everybody thinks Boat Stop for boat storage.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. You're on the coast.
Right.
For you people that have a place on the island, Mustang or North Padre, mm-hmm, or in Corpus Christi proper,
right,
you don't have a place to store your golf cart, your UTV, your Jeep, or whatever your beach buggy is.
Okay.
Hey, put it in a boat storage spot. Okay. I mean, great, great. Truly storage, and that is something that people don't overlook. Something else Dave has is Sunset Ridge RV Resort. You pull a camper.
Okay.
What I thought was interesting in your design, David, is not only do you have the space for the RV, but you have a place to park a boat. That's way cool. You got a vehicle, you got a trailer, and you got a boat. And I bet people that aren't able to pull both the trailer and the boat, they can leave the boat with you, right?
They can. Yeah, we designed those spaces specifically for boaters, so it's big enough that you can park your RV, park your boat, park your truck, and if your wife comes down on the weekend to visit you or whatever, there's room for all of those rigs on your RV site.
Before we run out of time, I want to tell you about the man that we're talking to today.
Okay.
He has done other deals since he's been in Texas and other places, and then turned them to, new owners. The guy is an entrepreneur. He's a land developer. I mean, and really someone that I enjoy visiting with and can relate to, and he does it in a first-class way.
Hey, okay, that makes a bit less.
There are three websites, and for each of the product that he provides, Boat Stop Storage, just as it applies, Boat Stop Marina, and then Sunset Ridge RV Resort, and those are all .com. Go to the website, check them out. David, before we run out of time, we got about a minute. Anything that I have overlooked that you want to make mention of to our listening audience?
No, I just want to thank you for your time and appreciate your compliment. We have tried really hard to create a first-class experience for our guests, and that's how we view our fishermen, people who store their boats with us, or our RV guests, their guests, and we want to provide just a top-rate experience for them.
I can't wait to see what your next development is going to be, or the next phase.
Yeah,
you know?
A lot of space down there. Yeah.
Again, BoatStopStorage.com, BoatStopMarina.com, SunsetRidgeRVResort.com. Our guest today, David Johnson from BoatStop. We appreciate you, David.
Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, David. Friends, we'll be back with more Texas Outdoor News right after this.
Hi, this is Kelsey Grammer. When military service members head into battle, none are expected to face the enemy alone, but many return home and become isolated as they struggle with the visible and invisible wounds of war. It can be difficult knowing how to overcome that challenge and rekindle bonds similar to those formed in the military. Wounded Warrior Project supports these injured veterans through their recoveries by connecting them with fellow warriors and their communities. No one should fight this battle alone. Join us at WoundedWarriorProject.org.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
DAV helps veterans of every generation to get the benefits they've earned.
To see Alex learning to snow ski, that's life-changing.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment, advocating the right to keep and bear arms, advancing the shooting sports, championing gun safety, education, and training, creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the outdoor calendar on Texas Outdoor News. Harold, what's coming up?
Here we go. April the 4th, Bell County Chapter, Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, Big Game Banquet in Belton at the Cadence Bank Center. For info, rmef.org. April 6th, Dallas Safari Club, South Texas Chapter Gala at Heliotes. Held at Pedrotti's Ranch. Info on that one, biggame.org. And then April 9th, San Gabriel Gobblers Chapter, National Wild Turkey Federation, Hunting Heritage Banquet in Georgetown. And it's the VW Post on College Street. Info on that, nwtf.org. And go to one of those great events in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 47 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing, payload, and are the strongest trucks on the road. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what built Ford tough really means.
And do remember that Hybrid Lights, the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News, they have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. Kits that include one of each. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source, hold a charge for 7 years. Plus, they can be used to charge your phone. For other listeners and friends, they got a special offer for 20% off any of their products, free. Same day shipping. Go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code Texas20. Again, 20% off, free same day shipping, Texas20, hybridlight.com.
Want to thank our guest today, David Johnson, Boat Stop Storage, Boat Stop Marina, Sunset Ridge RV Resort. Whoa. Take the company name and just add .com to it, and that'll right. give you all the information.
Busy man.
Oh, absolutely. Phenomenal development. Really exciting to see something like that taking place. Next week, we're going to stay on the coast.
Yes?
Yeah, Bill Kinney, CCA Texas Star Tournament Director, will be.
Uncle Bill?
Yeah, okay. This tournament starts Memorial Day weekend, but he's going to come in early to tell us about the early birds. You got to be registered, you know.
Right.
And the prizes are just off the charts.
Yes.
Yeah, amazing.
It's a fabulous event.
Right.
One of our favorites. Okay, do remember that we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Go to our website, TexasOutdoorNews.com, see a list of our wonderful affiliate stations and links into, Pandora and Apple Podcast and all those other places where you can find us, okay? And whether you're on the water or maybe out in the woods, be safe out there so you can join us again next week for more Texas Outdoor News.